shir zu zeche nishmas Daniela Shena bas Yeshua Falak. Okay. Okay. Basically, we are finishing up now the Inyanim of Zmanim. So I think we're going to start with the package of Lamed now. I mean, there's a little bit more in Koftes, but the main part we finished. So we're going to do package Lamed. And then after that, we'll do Chazara. Have some Purim Shirim also. And then we already started making the packets on Inyanim of Hayah Machanecha Kadosh. Also, the thing I forgot from yesterday about the whether you say Shomei Kaoneh by Birkas HaGomel, why everybody doesn't like the minhag that people get up in shul and say one person so I saw in one of the svarim, he says it for sure, and I think that's the svarim Rav Avadi said, is that you have to be modeh b'fnei asara. So if one person's saying it and everyone is listening, so you can't be modeh b'derech shmia. In other words, one guy's modeh, another guy's listening, but that's a chesaron b'fnei asara. That's chesaron b'fnei asara. That was, I think, his word. Right. So yeah. But he's saying it's an extra step.
Right.
That it's not trying to say that you're doing something with Shnei Asara when you're just listening. There's no such thing as listening with Shnei Asara. Yeah. So I have to see. So what is he? How are you going to say? So we'll have a separate packet. Yeah, so I decide I'm going to make a whole packet on that thing, but that was the thing. I didn't remember what he said, and then I was looking in Madani, one of the svarim, and he quotes it's more sure that svar. I said, I think that was the svar that he said that it's a chisaron b'fnei asara. But if you have a shul that has 100 people. And one guy is going to say, they do it in shuls all the time. They say, anyone who needs Gomel, listen to this guy. And then five people in the shul need Gomel. So he makes it, and mostly those five. But how can you say the five were being Meshavech Hashem b'fnei Asara? Right, that's a separate question. But the Shulchan Aruch seems to say you could. So the question is, maybe that's, I forget how he answered that. Maybe he said, maybe that's according to the Shita. You don't need us. But that Nakuda that I forgot yesterday, I just wanted to tell over now. Okay. So, and again, if you didn't sign up for Shabbos, please speak to Simon or Max. Max, we took care of, we take care of, we have a Friday night meal in my apartment, Bez Hashem, and Shabbos, Mincha and Shal Shudas will be here. We get a special Shal Shudas packet. It's the only time in the year that I make a packet for Shal Shudas. Okay. So the last packet that I made, I really also wanted to do Chatzos, what a Chatzos is, but I figured out that when I give you the Pesach Shir, Bez Hashem, about eating matzah to chatzos, we can speak about what chatzos is. So we can do that as well. Okay. So now, the last packet Lamed, the last packet of the Zmanim, is about Misha Yakir. And this is very relevant of when is the earliest you can put on talis tefillin. No, so what does it say in Zmai Zmanim? Did you ever try it? Did you ever try? In the city it doesn't work, but you can do it outside the city. Was Mishayat here? $5.35. And when was our, that was today?
Yeah.
And when was our lows today?
I went to 31
minutes later. And how many minutes before Netzach Hama is that? What? 50. And how many, and what about Heya Pnei Mizrach? We said that was like 10 to 17 minutes after Alos. So that's, and this is how many minutes after Alos?
31.
That'd be like 5 minutes. So Heya Pnei Mizrach is before Mishayakir. Right, and this is like 50 minutes.
Okay.
And this is 30 minutes, what did you say, how many minutes after Alos? You said 31. And Heya Pnei Mizrach, I told you, was like 10 to 17, so Heya Pnei Mizrach was definitely before Mishayakir.
That's you're either getting the wrong Alos, or you're getting the wrong Heya Pnei Mizrach.
Why? Because some sheetahs hold that Heya Pnei Mizrach is alos.
Some sheetahs hold that it's name too.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Okay. So.
Okay. Astronomically, it just doesn't work if you take it on a little above.
What is the name again?
When
was
Alos? Alos was when?
504.
504? That was
16.1. Yeah.
What
about Mishayakir? 531. Nates was when?
When
was Nate's?
When
was Nate's? So again, Mishayakir is 16.1 degrees, and he's saying Mishayakir is 10.2, and Heya Pnei Mizrach. They don't have.
Chapter 5:31.
But he's saying that. Okay. So the Torah says in Parsha Shlach, "Vayolachem letzitzis urisem osom uzachem v'mitzvos Hashem v'asisem osom." V'los asurach v'lachem v'achrei nechem Hashem adem zvanim achreiem. So the Mishnah says in Brachos on page 3 in Tesavet Beis, Maybe I Koran Shema B'Shachrish Mishiyakir B'Tchelus L'Lovan Rebbelez Omer B'Tchelus L'Karti Adonai Tzacham. So it's, that's the Zman Mishayakir. Oh. So that's the... Now there is the Sefer HaPardes L'Rashi. That's one of Rashi's halachic works. Well, there's the Pardes, the Pshat Remez Drush and Sod. You know, the Gemara Chagiga, Arba Nichnasu LaPardes. That means that those four Tanaim went into the field of mysticism of some sort, like Rabbi Greenwald said. So he says, Venera Lee, page 5. Venera Lee de Belaila Lefnei Haner, Shaper Dami Lesatef. So he's saying a very interesting thing. He said, what's Mishayakir? When you could see, so you're not going to be happy with this. Maybe you will. But he's going to say, well, so if you have lights, then it's earlier. Pashup Shah means, no, naturally. He says, Venerally, the Belaila Lefnei Haner Shaper Dami Lesatev. The Da Lokatani Dosu Lesatev El Apotu Lesatev. The Lokatani Kolom Vashar Zu Belaila Potu Vashar Cheres Chayev Beyom. What? So he says, so whatever you mean Shayakir. Whenever you could, so if you if you have street lights, so it's earlier. So it's a little bit strange. I mean, yeah. No, that's what.
What's that mean? No, it's just upon physics. You might have thought that was an issue about.
No, but that, yeah, but why does he have to stress lefnei haner? Well. Right?
Yeah, but that's clearly not chapter
with
the rest of the whole.
The rest, yeah, but I understand. But he would have to say with the air if this is.
There is a
concept we don't really accept, and that is that if you have candles, that changes it. For example, I'll tell you the most famous place is the famous Sma in Kosher Mishpat. I should really put it in the packet. You look it up, maybe. That says that when you have a din Torah, so the tchilas din has to be in the daytime, and the gemara din can be even at night. But you can't have the tchilas din at night. So the Sma says, but if you have neiros dolkim, then you can even have the tchilas din. Blah. That's the most famous exposition of this idea. Less famous is the Orchis Chaim in Hilchas Wat, Hilchas Purim, that says that Sudas Purim she'ochlo b'layla le'yotzu yidei chovaso, but if you have lights on, then yotzu yidei chovaso. That's the, we don't follow, we don't pass like this, you know, but it's that same, you know, one second, let's go slowly. No. Is he saying, and one second, and that's the second one. And then they point out this is the third. No, there's another one. The Ben Ezra, in the beginning of Tetzaveh, Rabban Ben Ezra, that Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke of the Shprochu by Yom, not by Laila. But if he was in front of the menorah, then even Balayla. Well, calm down. Okay, one second. And then this is the fourth application of this thing. So now Rabbi Telki is asking, so do you mean to tell me that I have to eat matzah Balayla? So this must be an Indian to sit in the dark, according to this. No. So it must be that certain dinim, I don't know, but certain dinim, but it's not really a din yom v'layla. It's a din that you don't enjoy. In other words, why did they say sudas purim shachol v'layla tzavidol chavotzo? According to this pshat, is because you don't enjoy the meal if it's dark. If you don't enjoy the meal when it's dark, that's a chisar.
You have to eat it with
day. Right. So, but Lemaisa, I don't want to spend too much time on this, because Lemaisa, even if you want to, whatever shot you want to say in this, it's Shalok Halacha. That's why, one second, that's why Lemaisa, you know, people in Purim, you know, some people, like, they barely wash like 2 minutes before the Shkia. You know, like it's, you know, as soon as Purim, you're supposed to eat by Yom. Yeah, some people have a minhag to carry it into the night. That's a question why they do that. But people do it even probably in Yerushalayim, right, into the night. But some people, like, they barely wash like 2 minutes before the Shkia, if that. But, and you'll see, even this year, they were changing the clock before Purim. But you know how it works. People who leave things for the last minute, leave things for the last minute, whether Shabbos is 4:30 or whether Shabbos is 8:30. That's the yisod in people. You know, some people leave things for the last minute. They're always rushing, whether Shabbos is 4:30, Shabbos is 8:30. That's what I told you, what Rav Soloveitchik said. In America, we have Shabbos, but we don't have Erev Shabbos. You know, the idea that the Rambam says he's supposed to mekabel Shabbos early and wait. Ki'ilu, that's like there's an important guest coming. What? Yeah, so that's my minhag, to set the table Thursday night. Not to go to sleep until you set the table for Kovet Shabbos on Thursday night.
Whether
Shabbos is 4:30 or Shabbos is 8:30. I used to only do it in the winter, because I was, you know, winter's a very pressurized Friday. So I always used to set it Thursday night in the winter. But this way I know at least the table is set. But then it became a teva to do it the whole year. Yes, I don't do that. Well, we discussed earlier this year, right? The B'nai Yisrael.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Did you want to? Someone want to say something? Did you want to say something? No. Okay. Now the Prima Gadim, the Neishal Avram. Right, but he's saying more than that, because if that's all he's saying, then he doesn't have to speak about the Nair.
Because he doesn't want to say it. He'll only say the pool, maybe a part of it, but he's not saying that this is you're making a deal here to get this stuff. Really.
Okay, another part for the story.
You have to say that.
Okay, I don't know. We'll see. We shall see. Okay, so the Prima Gadim. So look in the Prima Gadim. Says the Prima Gadim, Mufi ze yeshir mealos ha-shachar shisha minutim. Az uzman mishiyaker chaver b'dal ha-ramas. So he says 6 minutes after alos ha-shachar is mishiyaker. What? Yeah, the question is, maybe he holds that Alos HaShachar is Peyer Pnei HaMizrach. If you say it like that, then it'll work much better. Then you already have 7:15 minutes, say, plus another 6, it's 21, so then it's It's more like,
yeah.
So say 17, and then add another 6 is 23. And how many minutes did you say it was after? I mean, if you do the 72 Shavuos, and Pre-Megadim is into the Shavuos.
Right.
Right, 1 second. He's into Shavuos, 1 second. So if you do Shavuos, so then what? 5:13. And then you do 6 minutes after, it'll be 5:19. Right? What does she have for Rishi Yakir? Still a little bit, okay, but it's within reason. It's a little bit earlier than.
This is the easiest year of all the terms we've done in Chazal that have no doubts about. This is the easiest one. You go into a field, no light, and when you just take out, you have your strength test. It shouldn't be that. This shouldn't be the source of the focus here. I think you could probably use this to trade my sheet for a major yacht for a loaf. Faster than you could use a loaf to figure out your sheet of year. A loaf is much harder to figure out than this.
Therefore,
if you can be here, you can try to figure out the time here. It's not clear what time. It's not clear what the moment is. We'll use this to figure out that.
He's saying because it's easy to tell what a person.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, so Maizmanim says it has it 50 minutes before. How many minutes after Alos does it have Mishiyakir? No, say it's 16.1. 31 minutes. According to Shavuos, it was. But either way, how many minutes before Nates? 50. Okay. So 50. So now let's look at the HL Avram of Butrach. On page 7. Says the HL is topic Bashir Zeki Lefamim Tztarif or Halavana Be'emtza Chodesh. O Kashalag Meir Makir. What happens if there's snow on the ground? So sometimes the Or Halavana or the snow causes it to be more light. Hilo haya Or Halavana or Hashelek lo haya makir. Uksas mestabe shachazal kavu b'zeh l'fi kol zman. Yeah, she yeah. Kevin shall call Potem Achshav who makir al yedei hitstarfus or hayom. You lo haya or hayom lo haya makir al yedei ze. Yes, was the gerer haras or hayom. Ve'ilon el makom v'shat. The kol shenikar al yedei or hayom. Teisim ei teisim. So first he wants to say that he's not sure. In other words, do we count, say you have the moon. So that's making Mishayaka earlier because you have the aura of the moon. Or the snow. One second. Even lo haya or halavana or hashalag lo yamakir. Tzas v'stabesh hachazal kovu b'zeh fi kol zman ye'ech she'iyah. In other words, what the Pashup Shad is that we don't care because we don't take into account the or halavana and the snow. I guess because it reflects. Yeah, Rabbi Yonah Chazan was saying once he was traveling from or to Montreal and he was able to get some extra light because of the like you said, the reflection of the snow. So, try it. What do we say? So, do we say that practically you go out and see, or no? It's a shear that they were kaveya based on what's the norm, and we don't take into account these other things. So then he writes, "Yakimena shir shiyakir chaveri imshel meir v'loy hashem v'loy makir adayin v'loy enem gadir yakir." Right? He's saying, because if you can only recognize your friend because of the snow, that's not called get yakir shlo merak midrabbanu v'safik kill. V'loy enem gadir yakir. Gadir yakir yishlo merak midrabbanu. Because he thinks that the whole din of misha yakir is only a din drabbanu. Meaning, really, in other words, Mahechi tells you the shear of Misha Yakir. It should either be a los shach or not. So, in other words, so maybe it's a din, and you know, when is day defined? Is a los? I understand, but that could only be another way of saying day. So it could be that the whole concept of Misha Yakir is only a Din Drabbanan. So then, if it's only a Din Drabbanan, Safek L'Hakil. And then, B'di'evid Yatsa Yidei Cholos Kriyashma Term Yakir Ki Alos HaShach Yom Hative. Right? That makes a lot of sense that's what he's saying. That maybe the whole din of all these halachas that are taloy and Misha Yakir, namely tefillin and talis and kriyashma, that the concept of having to wait Misha Yakir is only drabbanan. That's why you're Mishas Hadchak, so it could be that you can, you know, say some people they have medical shifts and they have to be at a certain, and the only time they'll be able to daven if they kriyishma is only for Melos HaShachar. But if they wait for what's called earliest talis and tefillin, they won't be able to do it. So there's what to say to do it even what? Even after Melos HaShachar. But Moshe is going to say an extra chiddush in this packet. That maybe for certain things you could even do it at night. Yeah. Like, well, you can't daven shacharis at night. The question is, could you put tefillin at night? Yeah, so that's... Almost as you note, Shashir, B'kriyashma, Yaki Racham, Yerabonim, Al-Dezek, Shair, Shachar, Emso, Korav, Al-Sof, Su'uda, Omer, Kriyashma, Term Yakir v'Gomer Sudasa. So all the times you notice Shashir b'Kriyashma Yakir Rachman Devarim Shair Shachar Be'emtza Okorav El Sof Suda. First of all, it was eating at night. And then, in the middle of the meal, is Alos HaShachar. So what's the halacha? So does he have to stop the meal and say Kriya Shema? In other words, he's mistopic, is the din of Misha Yakir for Kriya Shema, is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabban? Because if you're yotzei mid'oraisa, so then if you're eating the meal, and in the middle of the meal is heyer p'nei hamizrach, so then you could stop and say Kriya Shema then, before Misha Yakir, and you could finish the meal. But if it's a din d'oraisa, but it could be the fact that you have to stop in the middle to say Kriya Shema, maybe that's also only a din d'rabban. Okay, so that's his suffering. Oh, so, but chora pashtus is that if a person's b'shas hadchak, then because see a person who just knows maizmanim. So okay, maizmanim says this is the earliest, but he doesn't understand that maybe that's only a din d'rabbanan, but maybe the right yotze before. In other words, etc. So, you see, that's the problem with people who don't know what the whole Inyan is, and they just look at, based on, you know, what it says in the calendar, it says in this.
So, why is it that?
Well, that's the question. If you hold that the real din is... So, it's like this. If it's the Rabbanon, maybe it's like a siag. Well, the Rosh Hashanah wanted to say, and all the siagas are Misha Yakir, not really Netzach Hamon. That was the Rosh Hashanah's opinion. But if you don't want to say like the Rosh Hashanah, then you could say that that really dates, and this is a special din by that gets its own has its own siag, I guess, their own zman. That really it's. Alos HaShachar Midrabanan, they wanted you to wait a little bit. Maybe.
Where does it say that the drasha?
The pasuk where we tell us how it's not a sin.
Right, the drasha,
the non-quish, so it's only a common sin. Right. But I have to ask you not to pasuk for a moment.
Quindi abbiamo fin lavorare, cominciamo fin lavorare.
Dobbiamo continuare the same hold of that mass
Yaakov Kamenetsky here in the Emes LeYaakov, he has a Chiddush on page 9. He says, Yesh Laura Deshir Misha Yaakov Ein Atolei B'Metzias. I don't know if it's such a good riot. He says, Dim Kem B'Yom B'Unon Tosei Yeshir Acher. Obviously, it's not, you know, Atolei B'Metzias. Because what about a cloudy day, right? So it's not fully totally just go out. It's what today's a cloudy day. Even though there's no street lights, but today's a cloudy day. So that's going to change his mind. He doesn't think that's going to change his mind whether it's a cloudy day or not. So he says, Hey, Adam, Sheesh, Lomish, Kafayim, Kadobi, Yez, Manam, Kodim, Lomashmakin, the Tfilin, Kisi, Verokol, Ami, Arts, Mashma, the Tolly, Beria, Sacherim, Oso, Vedot, Tolly, the Odom, Atzmo, Shui, Yira, Acherim, he could be seen. Shia shall mishayaka toli beria barayis min hagemara v'lom mitzias ach mitzitzis the toli beria v'tchelis lovon toli b'odem atzim. Nira shizman mishayaka. So he wants to say the following. Shizman mishayaka einu pochus mi lamed vav minut kodem hanetz. Hainu shal lamed vav minut kodem hanetz havevade mishayaka. Of Alamed Zayin Havi Sofik. In other words, if you want to say it's like 72 minutes, right? So the 72 minutes you want to assume between Alos and Nates, so he wants to say that the, in other words, it's Mustabed that the 36 minutes that are closest to Nates, that's for sure Misha Yakir. Because it's mustaber that if you divide it into half, the second part is for sure mishayakir, and the only question is how much into the first part is mishayakir. So he says by 37 is already a suffix, but that doesn't mean that it's 37. It could be it's like 50, like you said. But he said that he thinks that it's mustaber to at least divide it in half. Okay, I don't know. Right. Right. Yeah. That's what they used to say from Rav Moshe, that's like 35 or something like that. But Lemaisa, the postgame are more like what Max says. That it's the general postgame are more. I mean, look, the Prima Gaudim, you know, saying that it's like 66 minutes, you know, before. Yeah, I understand. But, you know I'm making assumptions. Okay. Now, the Or Meir, take a look at the Or Meir here on page 12. It's interesting, he writes that when he originally printed the Sefer of Or Meir, the first edition, on the bottom he says, in the footnote, where the asterisk is, B'tchila she'n nitvesu ha-tavloz ma'adur kama b'shnas tovshin chavches lo ha-vesi sham z'man shol mishayakir. So when he wrote his original Sefer, he didn't write what the z'man is for mishayakir. Ho v'lo ha-vesi z'manim rak ma'ashu b'furish b'divya poskim b'hedya. Because he only brought things that are mefurish in the poskim, you know, like when it's nates, when it's etc. Uzelo matzasi smach midivrei himzal. In other words, the poskim didn't give you a shear exactly. Avachay shuvi nichamti kiri isi kama anoshim shato But he says that people were starting to put tefillin on too early. I regretted that I didn't put his man in. Why? So they started doing everything from Alosa Shachar. So he says, I should put in his man for Misha Yakir. Because people were doing it, they thought everything is then is Alosa Shachar. So we decided we're going to do a trial test. We're going to get together a bunch of people. We're going to go outside the city where there's no street lights. In a winter day, there's no moisture. We're going to do it when there's no moon. We're going to do it, right? To really do it, you should do it when there's no moon. So after many tries, we decided, 11 malos, what does he say? How many degrees? Is Mishayakir in Maizmanu? 10.2. So he says 11. Yeah? 11. And how many minutes is 11? Before Nates? So how many minutes? 56. And yours was 50. That's 56. Okay, 50. The 56 may be also good. So he says 50. 56. Vadi kol kvar lakis kaver yichidan al. Kiyadur shemuvar hanal yifshar l'tzamten zman shah. So he says this is the best we could do. So he thinks it's 11 degrees. So that's like 56. And he says, and you said 10.2. So it's a little bit later. So it basically comes out whether it's 50 or 56. So we're even within the same, maybe it's within the same season.
Where
I assume he's writing this. Well, originally he lived in London. Now he lives in.
London might be a little bit earlier than everywhere else.
And then he moved to Kiryas Sefer.
Yeah, but in London and Kiryas Sefer are probably big differences.
In Kiryas Sefer. He's Rebbe, Nachum Rosenberg's Rebbe in Miklos. You know Nachum Rosenberg? Nachum Rosenberg's, we have him come sometimes. He's a big mikveh builder throughout the world. And his Rebbe in Miklos is Meir Posen. What? Within reason, you know. I mean, Shiyakir is 11 degrees below the horizon, yeah. Okay. So those are the different shittos. And Rabbi Harfin quotes various shittos here on page 17, whether it's 12 degrees, it's 11 degrees. He quotes in Os Yud on page 17, right, there's Harfin has a calendar where he has a whole bunch of Zman. So Yud is or Meir Shita. That's the 11. And you had what? You had 10.2? Yeah, so Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is not giving a shear. He's just saying like this. It can't be you have to wait less than 36. You say less than 36 is for sure. Whereas at the midway point, it has to be Mishayakya. You understand? He's saying anything from 36 on is negotiable.
Is the midway point between Erev and Nes?
Or Alosanes, whichever, you know, right. Whichever you consider as Yom.
What's the right answer? Sorry, what's the midway point thing? Before Erev and Nes?
Yeah, because
I think that's the midpoint. What has to be? But we don't know that necessarily the midpoint.
I think his point is that, in other words, if Nates is already Yom, and if Nates, the sun is in its glory, so to speak, above the horizon, so it's not misdaber to say that something that's closer to Nates than it is to Lila is still a question whether it's Mishayakir.
Well, so
Right, that's what we saw before, yeah. So it's Mustaber. Yeah. So it is Mustaber around 15 minutes. Your grandfather has a tshuva in Lower Yitzchak. He writes one shiur, that's for sure good. You don't have it here. This is Chelakal. What does he say? He says that this amount, for sure good. It's a one-line tshuva. What? Yeah, but Mishayakya, yeah. Then?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly. No, it's at the top of the page.
Yeah.
No. You don't see it? Okay, you'll find. Yeah, it may be 50, but I don't want to misquote it. So there's something wrong around. I think like around 50. I think he says. So if it's 50, then for sure it's good enough because there are shittas that hold even earlier. So the Prima Gadim says 6 minutes earlier. The Prima Gadim is probably talking about Shabbos about 66, and. So the sheet that they quote from Rav Moshe, like 35 or something like that, that's a very big chumrah. A very big chumrah. So it's much earlier. But you know, you should do it, you should go yourself when you're in the mountains. When I was in the mountains, I told you, I tried to, but it was a cloudy night, and I was trying to see things, because in the mountains is when you have the opportunity to see different things. Yeah, okay, that's a different thing. But, no, any luck? Yeah, Mechamishim Dakos, Kodem Hanetz, Vaday what?
Moyo.
What was the question? Right, Kama's money, yeah, yes, Kama's money. He said, at 50 for sure is good. For sure good. For 4 days, it's for sure good. Right. No, 50 minutes before Nates. It's for sure good. Okay. Okay, everybody, so we'll dive in. So we still have one or two more days that we have to finish up here. And then we'll start Chazara. And... We didn't decide that yet.